Let's go to Doug in Atlanta on WGKA. Hey, Doug.
Good morning, Bill. It looks like the press is doing it again as far as moral equivalence goes. They've done it before with the Israeli and Palestinian conflict, considering the two kinds of violence the same, one against civilians, one against military targets. And now they're comparing the Kitty Kelly and the CBS, you know, 60 Minutes charges that, you know, are gossip, and in the case of 60 Minutes, quite likely bogus, versus the Swift boat veterans who got, you know, a couple of retractions out of Kerry. And they're trying to draw some moral equivalence to them. And by, I think it was, I forget, Time or Newsweek has a picture of both Kerry and Bush, old pictures of them, saying that, you know, oh, what about the slime being thrown back and forth here? Well, one of them was and one of them wasn't slime.
I agree.
One of them was truth. Yeah.
I agree. The Swift boat thing was aired a lot more thoroughly, and they subjected themselves to a lot of cross-examination, did they not?
Yeah, they did, and they haven't really done much. I mean, they've been glowing for Kitty Kelly on the Today Show. They didn't give John O'Neill 3 days on Today.
Yeah, they sure didn't. Good point, Doug. Thank you very much. Good observations.